Land ho. I cannot speak the languages spoken in that vessel. I cannot read the beads promising salvation. I know this only, that when the green of land appeared like light after the horror of this cross and we straightened our backs and faced the simplicity of new days with flame, I know I have the blood of survivors coursing through my veins. I know the lament of our loss must warm us again and again down in the belly of the whale. Here in the belly of this whale, where we are still searching for homes, we sing laments so old and so true, and straighten our backs again. Thank you. So I'll do two more poems, all right? And then we can go and enjoy ourselves dancing, I suppose. This is an excerpt from a longer poem called Flight, which I won't read, but I'll read this excerpt. And it's an excerpt about, let me not say, I'll just read the poem. I mean, that's the point, isn't it? Like, you wrote the poem so that you wouldn't have to say what it's about. Culture is flux. Flux is culture. Absolute spirit. Is spirit absolutely true? Heart is not history. Heart of stone. Heart is the fire caught up within my bones. Heart is prophecy frothing to the stump and rattle of the gospeler's Sunday. Heart is the word spoken so deep in the stomach, so jealously protective of my soul. Heart is my eyes peering into our collective past and finding that ancient shrine in some broken heart drawing me. I arrive a stranger. I arrive dead. Sleep never comes easy, for the trees of the mountain sanctuary rustle their hymns, calling me back. Calling me back. Flux is culture. Culture is flux. We are changing inside. So I'm going to end with a poem that is a poem of some relation to my wife, but not about her. It's not, and let it not be said that this is a poem about my wife. My wife's name is Lorna, and this person is not somebody I know. I invented this person. This is not an actual person I know personally or at all. It's not that great singer whose name I'm not supposed to know. It's an invention. It's an invention. It's a thing. You know, writers invent out of nothing. There's nothing that I'm sort of harping back to or anything like that. So the poem is called If You Know Her. If you know your woman, know her rhythms, know her ways, if you're paying attention to her all these years, you will know how she comes and goes, how she slips away even though she's standing in the same place. You will know that her world is drifting softly from you, and she may not mean it, because all it is she's scared to be everything, scared to be finding herself in you every time. Scared that one day she will ask herself, all 40 plenty years of her, where she's been. If you know your woman, you will know that mostly she will come back, but sometimes when she drifts like this, something can make her slip, and then coming back is hard. If you know your woman, You can tell by the way she puts on heels, and she does not sashay for you because it's not about you. How she will buy some leather boots and not say a word about it, and you only see it when she walks in one night and she says she's had them forever. And you will see the way she loses the weight and pretend it's nothing, but when she isn't seeing you looking, you can see how she faces the mirror, lifts her chest to catch a profile, and how she casually looks at her ass for signs of life. If you know your woman, when you are gone, she will find things to do, like walk alone, go see a movie, find a park, collect her secrets, and you won't know because she's looking for herself. And she won't tell you that she wants to hear what idle men say when she walks past them, because what you say is not enough. If you know your woman, you know when she's going away, and then you'll feel the big hole of your love. And you can't tell why she's listening and humming to tunes you did not know she heard before. And she will laugh softly at nothing at all. If you know your woman, you will see how she comes and goes. And all you can do is wait and pray she will come back to you. Because you know that your sins are enough for her to leave and not return. I just want us to remember this refrain that came to me when I saw a sculpting that dated back about 500 years. It was a tool. It was an axe. And on the axe, which came from Rwanda, there's a face on the axe with eyes at the front of the axe. Every axe should have an eye to see the havoc that it wreaks. These days, our tools are made in factories, machetes, blind as stone arrives stacked high in trucks. They do not see the soft eyes of a child. Every axe must have an eye to see the havoc that it wreaks. Every axe must have an eye to see the havoc that it wreaks. Thank you all very much.